At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it, it's time for the truth. Here's our dude, you're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. All right, welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, recording today on nofilter.net. Hope everybody finds me on nofilter.net because it is an absolutely fantastic site. It is a great place to be. I love the title, No Filter, No Filter. That's what this is all about, Hank Haney Podcast. All right, today I'm going to talk about some of the news that's happening with the PGA Tour and LIV. I can't keep track of what's going on. I don't know if anybody can. Here's what I'm thinking. First off, I think the PGA Tour and the Public Investment Fund, especially the PGA Tour, like they need to get this deal done. They need to figure out how to get this done. I'm listening to Jordan Spieth, and he's telling me, I'm watching on the Twitter X, and he's telling me that they don't need it. They don't need Public Investment Fund. Now they got SSG. And then I saw this thing yesterday where they said the SSG, they're going to take the SSG money, all that SSG money that they're going to get, $1.5 billion. And they sent out some memo, and the memo said that they are going to spend like $900 and something million, and they're going to give it to like a certain amount of players, like 36 players are getting 80% of the money. I mean, it's like it's a make good, like they're trying to make it good for these guys that didn't leave and go to LIV. Now, listen, I understand they sold these guys a bill of goods. They told them not to leave. They basically are buying them all off is what happened. I mean, by giving them all this money, and they were paying guys under the table. Everybody knows it. Everybody knew it. You know, everybody knows who they paid under the table because they're the guys that they wanted to stay and the guys that they couldn't afford to lose. They couldn't really afford to lose anybody, to be honest with you. But to me, they need this more than they need anything. They need to get this thing settled, because if you look at the PGA Tour and you look at the start that they have to the year, I mean, the start that they have to the year so far, I mean, this is something else. I hate to be this blunt and callous about it, but my goodness gracious sakes alive. I mean, you got the Tournament of Champions, Century Tournament Champions, Chris Kirk wins. Now, he's a nice guy, great story, coming back from alcoholism. It's phenomenal. I love it. But that's your Tournament of Champions. Then you follow it up with the Sony. Okay, you got a Grayson Murray. You got a great. What most people wouldn't know if they saw him in a, you know, and walking down the street, if they were golfers and they saw him walking down the street. Go to Topgolf. Interview you know, 100 people at Topgolf. Ask them how many people know who Grayson Murray is. Nobody know who he was. No, wouldn't know him. Then you got the Nick Dunlop, wins the American Express. Great story. College player, first college player to win since 1991 when Phil Mickelson won his amateur. And then we got, I got to listen to everybody, you know, the corrupt golf media tell you that it's so hard to win on the PGA Tour. And the players just repeat this over. It's so hard to win on the PGA Tour that an amateur just did it. That's how hard it is to win it. It's so hard to win on the tour that Grayson Murray just did it. It's so hard to win on the tour that Chris Kirk just did it. Then you got the Farmers. I'm looking at my note. You got the Farmers Insurance Classic. This used to be Tiger won this tournament every year. They played it seemed like. And now this year's champion, and Jon Rahm won it. You know, Jon Rahm wins it at Torrey Pines. But who wins this year? Matthew Pavon. Matthew wouldn't know him from the man in the moon. Maybe I should know him. I mean, I'm talking about golf. I mean, maybe he's a household name. He almost won again. He almost won the next week. He almost won at AT&T. But Wyndham Clark won at AT&T. And Wyndham Clark, who was negotiating with the LIV up until a minute, it seems like, and he teed off at the AT&T. And then he gets on the AT&T and he wins on a rain-shortened deal. I mean, this is a disaster. This turn, no cut, raised the purse to $20 million at the AT&T. No cut, short field, $20 million to the winner. 54 holes because it got too late. And guess who gets all the world golf ranking points? They do. They get all the world golf. Like what happened? I mean, I thought no cut can't have world ranking points. I thought short field can't have no ranking points. I thought 54 holes can't have no ranking points. It's just the hypocrisy is incredible. And so Wyndham Clark negotiates with LIV, you know, asks for $100 million. Only offer him 50, and then next thing you know, he decides the PGA Tour is a better place for him. And his quote unquote for his legacy. I hate to say this, but if you're going to call the LIV an exhibition and say the wins are meaningless, I mean, what? Come on, I mean, what is winning on the PGA Tour worth now? I mean, even Rory McIlroy said it's not winning. Rory McIlroy. The guy who like hates LIV, hated LIV. He's done a flipper flopper, but he hates LIV, and even he says, even Rory says, that winning on the PGA Tour now is not what it was. So they got 54 holes rained out. That tournament used to be an iconic tournament. The AT&T Pebble Beach, from Mark O'Meara won that tournament like 5 times. Love that tournament. You know, the sponsors, the love that tournament. The celebrities love that tournament. The wealthy businessmen love that tournament. They used to pay, I don't know what they paid, $25, $50, something like that, $1,000 to $50,000, something like that. You know, $25,000, I don't know. Then they had to donate something else. I mean, they spent a lot of money supporting the charities. They had a 2-day pro-am. Where's the money going to come from for $20 million purse and all the money that used to be raised from charity for all those pro-am partners? They used to play 3 golf courses, pro-am partners out the kazoo, biggest field on the tour. You know, I don't know how they had so many players they couldn't even fill the field. Half the time they're dipping down into you know, these lists that you didn't even know existed to get the field filled. But they were selling out those spots because people wanted to play there, and they raised so much money for charity. Now that's gone. I mean, now they go to Phoenix, and the ratings are horrible. I mean, like they talk about LIV's ratings. LIV has a lot of people. I'm not saying they got a lot of people watching, but they got a lot of people watching online on their app. You know, they got people watching that way. They got you know, they tell you the television rating on, you know, whatever that station is they're on, CW or whatever, and it's nothing. I get it, but they're on stations all over the world. So the Krupkoff media will tell you that they're not doing any good, but let's just examine the PGA Tour's ratings. Oh my God, it's going from bad to worse. And now this week they're at Phoenix, which is my favorite tournament on the PGA Tour. Great tournament, phenomenal tournament. Love the Phoenix Open. Waste Management Phoenix Open, as good as it gets, raising money for charity. But I think number one tournament on the PGA Tour in my mind because of the amount of money they raise for charity. The Thunderbirds do an incredible job running that tournament. It's phenomenal. But, you know, and talk about bad luck. You know, it's like 52 degrees and raining like a, you know, it never rains in Phoenix. Lived there for 12 years, never rains. Next week, it'll be 72 degrees every day and sunny. You won't, you know, it's sunny 320 days a year. And they've had like 5 days in a row of clouds and it's like 54 degrees or 44 degrees when they tee off. It's a disaster. And like when it rains, it pours. They may have enough money to be like brand new for a minute, but I gotta think to myself that all these sports owners, this SSG that invested this money, I gotta think that those guys are gonna somewhere they want to return. They're gonna want a return on their investment. They're just not like, you know, giving all this money out. So Rory and Spieth and Tiger and Scottie Scheffler. And there isn't much else left, to be honest with you. Schauffele, maybe Cantley. I mean, come on. They're giving out all this money just so those guys won't jump over to LIV. I just don't see it. I mean, the whole thing needs to be figured out. The whole thing needs to be restructured. And they need this public investment fund because they have to unite golf. Golf has to be united. It cannot go on like it is. And if it does keep going on like it is, LIV's going to win. They got the pockets. They got the money. They can do whatever they want. If you don't unite with them and come up with a plan and make it so that they it's all one. Golf is all one. And all these players that aren't qualified for the major championships because of this official World Golf Rankings, that's just another travesty. They got to get it all figured out. They got to figure it out fast. A lot faster than they think they got it figured out. They got to get this thing figured out. Now, I listen to Spieth, and he's saying, you know, hey, we don't really need those guys. And then I listen to, you know, and of course, the Krupkoff media is interviewing him. Well, do you want those guys to come back? And of course, they're saying no. And Justin Thomas is saying no. And Spieth's saying no. And Ricky Fowler's saying no. Of course they are. They all turn. What do you think they're going to say? You know, the Krupkoff media asks these guys what their opinion is. What do you think their opinion is? What would your opinion be if you turned down $100 million? If you turned down $100 million, you'd want... So are they thinking of what's best for the PGA Tour? No, Rory is. Rory says they should be able to come back. Why is Rory saying that? Because Rory got paid. He didn't lose all the money these other guys lost. They dished him a workday contract. Who knows what they paid him under the table? You know they did. They made it right for him, and he realizes that this whole thing is not good. He realizes it's not good. So now he's saying, hey, we got to let these guys play. We got to unite golf. And Rory, Rory was the guy that was totally against everything, hated everything. And, you know, LIV can't stand it. Hope they go away. This and that. Now, all of a sudden, he's like, you know, he looks like he's sitting on the fence. You know, wouldn't surprise me at all. If they don't get this thing organized and they lose, you know, even anybody else. I mean, pick them. I mean, I don't know who's left. Rory, Scheffler, Spieth. I mean, Spieth, Justin Thomas. Those guys are 20th player in the world. I mean, they're not moving any needle. I mean, Tiger's 48 years old. Golf needs a remake. Golf needs to be rebuilt. And I'm sure it'll be fine. I've said it's going to be fine. I think they'll figure the whole thing out. But I don't understand these pros. Like, these guys seem like they're running the show now. Like, do they really know what they're doing? I mean, I know they think they know what they're doing, but do they really know what they're doing? Boy, I don't know. I wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't bet on it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my this idea of, is that my baggage? I look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Campbell.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Rory says they should come back. Spieth says they shouldn't come back. Justin Thomas says they shouldn't come back. They got to figure out something, and they better figure it out fast. That's that we know, because if they don't, LIV will just snatch somebody else and, you know, they'll keep on their merry way. And LIV needs it, too, because they got to make some money. They got to figure out how to make some money. And they're boxed out on the television contracts, and they're boxed out on this other stuff. So, you know, sponsors. So they need it, too. Everybody needs it. Just put it together. Get it done. And golf will be better than it's ever been, but it's going to take a little while. It's going to take a little while. And the problem is there is an absence of names in golf. I mean, golf, you know, there's no Tiger Woods. There's no Tiger, you know, Nick Dunlap, he's a, you know, maybe he's going to be Tiger Woods. He won the Farmers Insurance Open as an amateur. And he teed it up at the AT&T Pebble Beach for his second tournament and finished DFL. I'm not saying he's not a great player. Not saying he's not going to be a great player. Maybe he is going to be the next, you know, Phil Mickelson. He ain't going to be the next Tiger Woods. There ain't going to be another Tiger Woods. But he's going to be the next Phil Mickelson. But it's going to take people a while to know who he is and to see who he is. And you got to win majors because that's it. You know, I mean, you can win a PGA Tour event. What's winning a PGA Tour event? I mean, nowadays, just be honest. Come on, be fair. It's so devalued. You can't sell me on this. Stop telling me how hard it is to win on the PGA Tour. Stop telling me about the legacy of winning on the PGA Tour. It's just not there. The legacy is winning, and it's hard to win majors. Maybe not, because if they don't let these guys in there, you know, let all these guys, LIV guys, play in these majors, it's going to be easier than ever to win a major, too. It's just a disaster, and they got to fix it. And I think they will, but you know what? Who knows? If they don't, and they don't fix it, phew, oh, Katie bar the door. Just forget about it. LIV, they don't want the Saudis to take over. You better make a deal with them or they will take over. And that is very obvious to anybody that looks with an open mind. I mean, that, you know, you better partner with them, because if you don't, they're going to destroy you. And they, you know, they're doing a good job of it so far. That you watch that tournament, that LIV tournament down there at Mayakoba. You got John Rahm, you got Joaquin Niemann, you got, Sergio Garcia. Compare the leaderboards, people. Compare the leaderboards. It's no comparison. Forget about what the Krupkoff media tells you. It's no comparison. People say, oh, I hate LIV. I'll never watch LIV. Well, watch it. And just watch it once. You know what I mean? So I watched it. I didn't like it. Well, what you see more golf shots. You know, all you see is commercials everywhere on the PGA Tour. You see more golf shots. And you know what you see? You see players you might have heard of. Look at the Phoenix Open. That's a big tournament. What do you got? You got Scheffler. You got Fowler. You got Spieth. You got a Matthew Fitzpatrick. What else you got? Let me look at my list. Who else you got? You got no way. You got Wyndham Clark. You got Adam Scott. If Adam Scott was playing on LIV, they'd tell you he was washed up over the hill. That's what they tell you. You go to LIV, you got DeChambeau, you got Mickelson, you got Garcia, you got Rahm, you got a Taylor Gooch, you got a Dustin Johnson, you got a Brooks Koepka. My God, you got a Brooks Koepka. I don't even name him. Brooks Koepka. It's not a comparison. And the PGA Tour, see, has so many tournaments. Here's their problem. Well, they got a lot of problems, but here's one of their problems. They got so many tournaments that their players don't play everywhere. So they're split up. And as a result, the fields are going to, they're terrible anyways, but now they're going to be even worse because players don't play all the tournaments. But LIV, every player on LIV plays the tournaments. So they're there. And you know what their field's going to be? It's going to be the same field it was last time. You know, maybe they throw in a new individual or something, but this is going to be the same field they had last time. So anyway, that's just the way it is, you know. And I'll tell you what, they got to fix it, and hopefully they will. All right, hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Thanks for listening. Hit the follow button if you're on the iHeartRadio or find me wherever you find your podcast. And make sure you follow nofilter.net. Remember, my podcasts are always sponsored by HaneyUniversity.com. You can go there and find out information about how you can get better at golf. Number one, you can get a golf lesson from me. And my schedule's on there, and you'll be able to track me down, and we'll get you going. You can also register my free instructional videos, and also remember my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream, which is available at voodoopainrelief.com. And that is the absolute best product. If you've got the arthritis pain, you got to try this stuff. voodoopainrelief.com. All right. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Campbell.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.